Welcome to the Tiny Morbid Fantasies podcast with your hosts, Andrea and Sophia.
This is a podcast of short stories based on our everyday tiny morbid thoughts.
All right, so thanks for joining us for episode 16.
If it's your first time, welcome. And if you're a returning listener, welcome back.
Tiny Morbid Fantasies is now available on Anchor, Spotify, iTunes, Podbean, and everywhere you listen to podcasts.
Nice.
So, welcome to part two of Beaver Fever.
Yeah, so we left off last time when can I think of what I want to say before I try to say it?
How about a quick recap?
So we left off with part one, where our character had taken a hike, prepared for her hike, made it all the way around, and even with some time, so she decided to go home a little bit early. So that's where we are now. She's on her way home.
Yeah, so it was the setup to,
All right, so this is Beaver Fever part two, where we will be concluding this story. It took forever to find a gas station, but I needed coffee and a pee so badly that I didn't care how long it took to find one. I was just thankful that I did. This pit stop was just what I needed. They even had some prepped foods under a heat lamp, but as hungry as I am, I know better than to invite that kind of stomach ache into my life. A few more sips of my coffee and a good stretch, and I'm ready to go home. Time must have slowed down for the last leg of the drive, but I made it home. A lake bath was nice, but I really just wanted a shower and to get into some clean clothes. The hot shower was just what I needed. I threw my dirty clothes in the wash and unpacked my bags. In 2 days, I'll be back at work. It'll be a big leap to get back into civilization after a few days away, so I'm going to relax and make the most of my last days off. Getting back into the swing of things was pretty easy. My brain was just reluctant to get started. Sharon came up to me this morning and said, "I'm so glad to see you survived." I mean, I get what she's saying, but did she have no faith in me? Oh well. The whole office shared sentiments like this throughout the week. It was around Friday that my stomach started to feel funky. Maybe getting back into eating non-powdered or freeze-dried foods would take an adjustment period. Besides, this is probably way better than if I had that gas station food. Boy, was I wrong. The entire weekend I had spent in the bathroom. Although I couldn't get out of the house, I had stocked up on sports drinks to rehydrate after the hike, and I'm so glad I did. I felt so dehydrated and my head was pounding. By Sunday evening, I had convinced myself that I was feeling better and ran out to get some AM flu medication so I could function at work tomorrow. I didn't have any more time off to take after this trip. Sharon approached me again first thing in the morning and said I looked a little green around the gills. Admittedly, I was still a bit sweaty and gaunt from this weekend. She wound up grabbing me a glass of water and telling me I may just be a bit dehydrated still. I trudged through the day and maybe closed my office door to take some naps to survive. I came home and took some melatonin to help get some sleep. Shit! I slept through my alarm. There's no time to make breakfast or coffee, so I got dressed and bolted out the door. I'm not sure what the hell my body is going through, but I woke up with a bit of a fever and a clammy forehead that I didn't have time to address. My plan was to duck out and to go to a pharmacy after showing face at work for a bit. Sharon must have been in a meeting or something because I didn't hear her when I got in. Phew, I really didn't need her telling me how I looked like garbage again today. After getting some coffee, my bowel started moving again, and it was more of an emergency than it had been over the weekend. My stomach hurt so bad now that my insides felt like they were being squeezed. I've never felt this bad before. I started to finish up and noticed the blood on the floor. It was in the toilet, too. I wiped and came back with deep red blood. It wasn't stopping. My stomach pain just kept getting worse, and I slumped along the wall. I must have passed out in there because I woke up in an ambulance. The EMTs kept saying this is the worst case of giardiasis that they have ever seen. By this point, I could barely keep my eyes open, but they just kept telling me to hold on. Just my luck to need an ambulance in a town where the nearest hospital was an hour away. The next day, Sharon seemed pleased to tell the story of how she found me. She almost made my death a story about her heroism. I guess I didn't survive my hike after all.
You did it!
Yay, it took a little bit.
That's right. That's a hard word to say.
Giardiasis.
I like the phonetics. You put in the phonetic.
Thank you.
Yeah. So, really quickly, off topic.
Go for it.
I didn't want you to think I was just texting and not listening.
Oh, I don't mind.
My mom sent me a message. She was like, why am I getting telephone calls about my number neighbor? And I was like, God damn it! That's an internet thing!
Oh, I hope I don't get that.
And I was like, it's really dumb, but I was like, I kind of want my number neighbor. But also, I don't want to be annoying and, like, text someone and then get...
Oh, yeah, no.
But, like, I wouldn't be annoyed if I got one.
Yeah.
But I was like, it's wasted on my mother. She was like, who the fuck is this? And they, oh, and they called her. They didn't text her.
Who does that? Who calls people?
She's like, it's so ducking annoying. It's supposed to say fucking. She's like, yeah, I got annoyed and I just hung up. But I was same. Like, yeah, you're not supposed to call. You're supposed to text your number neighbor.
Yeah.
Because this is 2019 and no one fucking calls
anyone. No. Although, I do know unless my number neighbor. I know one of my number neighbors, I should say.
Is it your husband?
No.
Oh. Oh, right. You're not on a family plan. What was I thinking?
I mean, we are.
Oh.
But it's his, but not at the same time. My mother-in-law.
Oh, okay.
Because he got his family plan at the same time.
Right.
So that's, you know, whatever. Oh, I do have a tiny morbid fact.
Okay, I'm ready.
So, we have a beaver dam down the street.
Really?
Yeah, it's by the weird swamp marsh.
Oh, that people fish in?
Across the street from there.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah. But it made me really sad because this is the second dead beaver that's been on the side of the road. No. And this one today was really big, and it makes me really sad because it's not like this is a high-speed area, and it was in the turn lane. How fast could you have been going to run over, a damn beaver? But it was weirdly relevant because of my story. But once I saw the tail, I was like, what is that? And then I was like, oh, yeah, there's that beaver dam down the street. And it just makes me really sad because they're developing all this swampland off down the street from there. And there's like a nature reserve or conservatory, whatever it's called, right down the street. And it really is just like this beautiful little swampy marshland. There's swamp hibiscus flowers.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
But yeah, I drive by it every time I come here. And I just never realize. Because I always get distracted by the lake on the other side.
Oh, yeah. No, it's that tiny clearing of trees on the left.
I know exactly what you're talking about, though.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we didn't know what it was. We thought just like weird mud. And then it like started getting bigger. And we have beavers around here.
I have to look. Because, yeah, I just assumed it was like just marshy, watery, whatever.
Yeah, it's a swamp.
It's like an actual, yeah, like a swamp. Well, it is a swamp.
Yeah.
But yeah, I didn't realize there was a beaver dam.
Yeah.
It's a tiny morbid fact. There's a beaver dam over there, and people hit them with their cars.
But it just really... when they wander
into the road.
Yeah. And there was a really big dead turtle the other day, too. And it's just like, you can see that. If you pay 2 seconds of attention, you don't need to hit the animal. You know, deer are different. They just come at you.
I feel like deer and squirrels are slightly different. But, like, I see dead geese sometimes, and I'm like, really?
Exactly.
You couldn't wait for the goose to cross the road.
As annoyed as I am with the geese that are, like, holding up a highway of traffic, I'm still going to stop for a goose. Yeah. Because it's the whole damn family. You don't need to plow through that last one, because why? You need to get to work earlier? All you have to say is, yeah, a whole family of geese decided to cross the road, and it took, like, 10 minutes.
And if you're running late, should have fucking left earlier.
Right?
I don't know.
I would rather be the guy that was late and said that than the guy who hit a goose just to be on time. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Or I see it all the time by where I used to work because there's like there's a nice little lake over there. And a little fountain. And there's always a family of geese. And yeah, sometimes turkey. Never at the same time. Oh, right. We went through that already.
Well, I mean, it's just bringing it back. But yeah, so that is part two. Hope you liked it.
Yeah. Okay, you're just playing with it. Sorry.
Hey, Archer.
I just wanted to make sure he wasn't, like, scratching it. What are you doing? He's, like, rubbing against my bag.
He probably smells your cats.
Like, the leather? It's been in my closet. Oh, but I've had it sitting next to the couch.
Yeah.
A couple days.
They hang out there. They live there.
He's not a scratchy cat.
No, the other one is, though. She's a bitch.
Yeah. Because my cats are. That's why I was like, what do you do? Oh, you're just rubbing your face against it. Oh,
yeah.
If you like this story, Jesus Christ. Whew. All right. If you like this story, please check us out on Twitter at Tiny Morbid or on Instagram and Reddit at Tiny Morbid Fantasies.
To be featured in upcoming episodes, send your stories to tinymorbidfantasies@gmail.com.
And if you have any questions or comments, you can send those too.
Till next time.
Keep it spooky.
Like that one house on your street with the neighbor you rarely see during daylight hours, but they always seem to be out and about at night. No one knows anything about them, but we all assume they're a murderer.
I liked it though.